This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are smoking up your backyard this Saturday. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yo, Jop. Thanks a lot for joining us. This is kind of a crazy show about a couple of meatheads, basically, who love getting on the grill. Maybe we bend an elbow once in a while. We're big on Michigan microbrews, big on Michigan wine, anything Michigan, anything American. We're not into that stuff made over there by them Chi-Coms. I'll tell you that right now.
Grilling is a one-handed sport with the Grilling Guys. You got to have a beverage of choice in your hand to make the grilling just what it is. Get out, create some grill envy in your backyard. But one of our sponsors, Bob, is the Good One Grills, and they had a little contest, didn't they?
That's right. And do we have this coach on the line with us right now? That's very cool. Yes, the Good One is our key sponsor, actually, and they make Three Little Pig sauces and rubs. And well, Chris Marks and Rob Russell, you hear us talking about them all the time, work for the Good One, Ace of Hearts Barbecue. And Chris and I did a class at Zager's, I think like the first one we did in Michigan. And this fella was at a class, and his name is Jeff Mercer, and we have him on the grilling line right now. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing well, thank you. Bob, how are you, Jeff?
Hey, I'm fantastic, Jeff. Thanks for making time with us this morning. So I understand that there was a little contest that went down, and you got in on that. How'd that go?
For me, it went very well. started back in early March and listening to the show, and I also received an email from Chris, and basically they were looking for someone to help name their new model of smoker that they're coming out with. Built-in smoker.
And, that's right.
And
that's
a few hours kind of brainstorming on some themes. They have a Western theme that they use to name their smokers with. And like I said, spent a few hours, put in a few entries, and a couple months later, he contacted me and said that he chose my name of Renegade.
Fantastic. So we've got a new model of the Good One Grill called the Renegade, and here's the cool part, brought to you by the Grilling Guys, because he got in this contest through a class that the Grilling Guys were endorsing through one of our sponsors. And what did you win for being chosen, being the one to name the grill?
Their Pony Express, a great combination grill and smoker.
Yep, fantastic. Delivered to your house. That's awesome, man.
Jeff,
right to my door.
That's cool, Coach. Now, you are also a coach. Do you teach in school as well?
Yeah, I teach in the Howard City Sand Lake community, and I've coached for quite a few years there. I'm taking a summer off this summer. I'm a grandparent now. My beautiful daughter made me a granddad, and so I'm going to, you know, kind of sit back this summer and learn a little bit more about smoking. And I'm still learning, and that's the fun part.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're going to have lots of equipment to learn on. You're starting off with some pretty good stuff. You have another smoker already by the Good One, right?
That's correct. I purchased the Marshall this time last year.
And, okay, that's a serious barbecue guy that goes after a Marshall. That's a big piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of equipment. I don't know what else to say besides it just cooks all by itself.
Yeah, that's making you look real good right out of the gate. So good for you.
Thank you.
Well, Jeffrey, it's so good. Anything else you'd like to tell our audience before we let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel blessed for the work that you and Jop do, and also the hard work that Chris Marks and Rob Russell do. So that I am a benefactor. It's my hobby. I enjoy it thoroughly. And I'm just so thankful for the work that you two gentlemen do, and Chris Marks and Rob Russell of the Good One, Ace of Hearts Barbecue. I love going to their class. You have another one coming up here in Rockford. What are you guys going to be teaching at Rockford Ace Hardware?
You're like a plant in the crowd. You know that, Jeff? Oh, that's perfect. Joppy's just writing me a note saying, let's mention the class at Rockford Ace Hardware. And that's going to be on June 4th.
Yes.
And it'll be me and Rob Russell. and it's our Barbecue 101 boot camp, and it's ribs and chicken. We always do ribs and chicken first because it's actually a little tougher class for us to put on, so we like to kind of get the hard ones out of the way right off the bat, and then if they come back for the other ones, then you know you got some real enthusiasts there.
Yeah, those classes are excellent. I enjoyed the two that I went to, and I've got a group of other teachers from Tri-County High School that we're trying to group up and meet down there for a night out.
Well, you should, and what you could do is you could come down Thursday to Sobey Meats and go to the Grilling Club. Grand Rapids has its own Grilling Club, and we're starting up chapters in Ann Arbor, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Flint, Lansing, all around the state, Whitehall, and there'll be various chapters of that. But Jeffrey, we got to let you go. It's so cool that you won that beautiful grill. You deserve it, and that's for payback for being a great coach and a mentor to all the kids. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Coach Jeff Mercer. That's a cool story, man.
It is.
He came to our first class.
Yep, it is. And guys, if you've not been to one of these classes, it's worth the time. It's worth the money. You're going to pick up a few techniques and just really learn how to take your barbecue to the next level. Bob and Rob Russell, Cowboy Rob Russell, do a fantastic job on those. But speaking of Bob, we've got Chef Schultz here with us still, and we're going to talk a little bit about a Mother's Day menu. So what's cooking, Bob?
All right. We got some great ideas for Mother's Day. We start off with a chicken. What I like to do with the chicken is stuffing the cavity with some oranges, some fresh ginger, some rosemary, and just stick it in the cavity and put it in there. The other thing I like to talk about is a couple of side dishes, a nice lentil salad, a nice grilled vegetables with that. With the grilled vegetables, I like using zucchini, peppers, yellow peppers, red peppers, green peppers, a little bit of asparagus, and some whole mushrooms, and some yellow grape tomatoes. And what I do is I put those vegetables in a stainless steel bowl. I add a little bit of olive oil. I toss them up a little bit, add a little salt and pepper, and then I rough chop some onions fairly thick, and then mix that in there and coat it, and then I like to grill those vegetables on the grill.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are talking right now live with a wonderful chef. His name is Chef Schultz, and we're talking about a Mother's Day picnic menu. So you can take your little bride out on a wonderful Grilling Guys picnic. And some of the so Bob's got some chicken techniques.
Yes. So I like using the whole chicken. Again, I'm going to go back. We only have a day, so you can brine that chicken. A good question was asked about the ratios of the brine. Somebody that just came in the meat market and asked how much liquid, how much sugar, how much salt. So a chicken you can definitely brine overnight. That's no problem. You can it's about a cup of sugar to about 3/4 cups of kosher salt to about a half a gallon of water is what I use. And I actually add a little bit of dry herbs in there. So because I'm going to use rosemary, I'm going to put some dried rosemary in that brine and mix it real well. And then stick that chicken right in there and let it sit overnight. And then take it out the next day.
Is that submerged? So am I doing it like in a Ziploc baggie? Or I want to stay away from metal when I'm marinating, don't I?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Definitely. Definitely. I do like to submerge it. I use a plastic container, a Luxon container.
Yeah, and if a half a gallon doesn't do it, if my container's big, I can double the recipe, keep the same ratios.
Correct.
That one cup of sugar, 3/4 salt, and a half a gallon of water, double that.
Correct.
And it's just the math.
Correct.
And, but you want it completely submerged.
If it's stainless metal, though, you're fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And then
that's a great point, though, and rosemary in a chicken is... it's like the perfect herb.
Yeah,
if rosemary, you can get it fresh, you're even better off.
Yes, rosemary and actually a little orange in there. So I like to take ginger.
So maybe you'll post that on our Facebook page.
I will. So what I do is take some ginger and rough cut that up. I actually peel it, rough cut it, and then stick it in the cavity with some half an orange and some whole rosemary sprigs. Stick it in the cavity and then throw it on the grill. And the other thing I like to quickly talk about is a lentil salad. It's an all-time favorite, and that people like doing that. And what the key is, you cook your lentils, and then you put diced seeded cucumbers in there, some diced tomatoes, some onions, some olive oil, some lemon juice, some balsamic vinegar. And the key is some diced poached pears.
It gives nice.
A little, when you poach pears, you want to do about equal parts of sugar and water and a little bit of red wine when you poach it.
And you can put that on our Facebook page, too.
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We're all over your backyard, mid-Michigan. Get out, enjoy your backyard. We'll be back.
This is The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.